I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Normally at this time of the year, Christopher Shays is enjoying a little time off at his Connecticut home before heading back to his congressional office on Capitol Hill. But after 21 years in the House of Representatives, Shays will be staying in Connecticut come January. He was defeated in November by Democrat Jim Himes. Shays, long known as a moderate voice in the GOP, was the last Republican House member in New England. And he joins us now to talk about the challenge his party faces as it tries to regroup after the Democrats' November election sweep. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
The Democrats will now control both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, the Senate, and the House. What does your party need to do to rebuild the GOP brand?
Well, just remember how we took control of Congress in 1994, and that was that we would take a strong ethical stand about how we wanted to serve in office. And what happened very shortly after we took power was that holding on to power became more important than using power effectively.
Was this defeat in some way good for the Republican Party? I'm thinking about you know, sometimes if you watch boxing, when someone gets knocked to the floor, they get up with a certain fire in their eyes.
Well, I believe that elections are sacred, and that's why when I lost the election, I said I'm very disappointed, but I have no regrets, and I respect the outcome, and people need to support my opponent. He won the election. But this is a party that's going to have to rethink how is it that in New England, there are 21 members of Congress, and there's no Republican. How come in New York State there are 29 members of Congress and only three Republicans? So you add up those seven states, New England and New York, and you have basically three members out of 50. That's got to tell the party that we need to rethink what we're doing.
Who are the visionaries in the party right now?
You know, I honestly don't know. It's a great question. And they will emerge. They will be people who will be articulate. They'll be people who are looking to the future. They'll have a fresh way of describing existing problems. But I honestly can't tell you who they are. But I couldn't tell you
who they
are.
Who makes you feel good about your party right now? Someone speak, who makes you think, okay, we're all right, we're heading in the right track?
Boy, what a tough question. I don't see visionaries in either party.
Either party? Really?
I don't see anyone in the Democratic Party that I consider a visionary. The Democratic Party won the majority by just criticizing George Bush. I don't think that Democrats who won because they had new ideas. They ran by linking me, in my case, with George Bush, in spite of the fact they only voted with him 50% of the time.
Well, as you look across the aisle to Democrats, what is most curious to me is that you're unable to cite a visionary within your own party or someone who makes you feel good about being a Republican.
No, let me say this to you in an exact quote. I do not see visionaries in either party. I see both parties running against someone, not running for something.
If I can ask you something, it's something I've always been curious about. If you are in the position where you have to go back to the Hill and pack up your office, is there a process for that? Does it happen rather abruptly, or is there some sort of protocol that helps you make what must be a difficult adjustment?
Well, let me just say, when you lose an election, it's brutal in the sense that you are... The next day, literally, someone comes and tells your staff you have 2.5 weeks to get out. And, you know, my wife and I have always talked about the fact that someday, obviously, you won't be a member of Congress. Are you going to be able to deal with it? And I said, absolutely. But I wasn't expecting to deal with it so quickly. And I tell people that if you win an election by 0.1%, you're a genius. And if you lose by 0.1%, you feel the exact opposite. Winning gives you a credibility and losing doesn't. Now, I also vowed, though, that if I was going to lose, I was going to lose my way. And my way was to take the stands I believed in and then be able to look back and say, I did exactly what I wanted to do and for the right reasons, And if I wasn't reelected, then it was time to move on. So I don't have the regrets that I tried to be somebody I wasn't and still lost. That I don't have.
Christopher Shays, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Christopher Shays is the former Republican House member from the 4th District in Connecticut.